There's been a good deal of concern about the state of Chinese markets after Country Garden woes further highlighted a deteriorating state of the economy. Interestingly enough, however, Western markets weren't all that bothered, at least on the surface, with U.S. equities managing to close higher on Monday. We say on the surface because at closer glance, there were some red flags in U.S. markets as banking sector stocks struggled. On the currency front, the yen extended its run of 2023 declines, continuing to take its hits on the yield differential disadvantage. The euro was softer on a discouraging economist survey outlook for Germany, and the pound was supported into dips on the back of recent solid economic data out of the UK and rising gilt yields. Meanwhile, the ongoing struggles in the Asia-Pacific region resulted in fresh yearly lows for the Australian and New Zealand dollars. Looking ahead, key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from UK employment data, Eurozone and German ZEW reads, Canada inflation, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire manufacturing, U.S. import and export prices, and business inventories. That's all for now.